This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of middle spring, the week that the sun enters Taurus, the fourth week of the apple blossom moon, the week of the lyrid meteors, the week of cross quarter day and Earth Day. This year, cross quarter day is April 21st, a day before Earth Day, and the day on which the sun reaches halfway between equinox and solstice and enters the late spring sign of Taurus. Now the meager inventories of change that characterized equinox quickly fill with new details every day. The floral and faunal fragments of the season multiply, literally filling in the space of Earth with tangible, visible clockwork. The first parsnips rise through the wetlands and all the major garden weeds are sprouting. Honeysuckles and spice bushes have developed enough to turn the undergrowth pale green, and color rises through the woods as foliage of Rose of Sharon, ginkgo, elm, tree of heaven, black walnut, box elder, sweet gum, locust, and mulberry appears. In town and along the highways, the red buds are open. More and more crabapples are flowering, and the great violet and dandelion bloom of 2017 is at its peak. Late spring's plants are getting ready for May. Wild phlox, wild geranium, wild ginger, celandine, spring cress, golden alexander, and thyme-leafed speedwell are budding. Summer is right behind them. White cabbage butterflies and the smaller blues forecast monarchs soon to arrive. Winged termites seek new nesting sites. Bumblebees come out with the sun and June bugs begin their evening flights. Later at night, the lyrid meteors, 10 to 15 an hour, pass overhead, announcing the approach of May. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late spring. In the meantime, carpe diem, before it all disappears.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.